Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. Our friends at Standard Kitchen just remodeled all their kitchen stores. There's seven of them across West Michigan. You got to get out there and see them. But Barbecue Bob, man, this is the last week of August. I think that we're in the middle of this Labor Day weekend, brother. And I think I smell a little fall coming in the air.
That's right. It's feeling like fall.
Yes, it is.
Having a ball.
Right.
Grilling for y'all.
Right. And that's just it. High school football started. College football's going. I shift from grilling in the backyard to grilling in a parking lot this season, right? We got tailgate coming. And one of my favorite seasons because – generally, I'm only grilling with one hand when I'm doing a tailgate.
Oh, like that's different from the other grilling.
Right.
Hey, thanks for joining us. It is the smokiest show on the airwaves. We're brought to you by stations across a couple of states, and whoever's bringing this show to you, just make sure you purchase your goods from their sponsors because it's all that business that keeps shows like ours on your airwaves and lets us bring you our nonsense every weekend. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially our sponsors. If you go to thegrillingguys.com, you'll see our sponsors on the right side. One of our sponsors is with us here this week, and it's the one we talk about multiple times every show, so they should double their sponsorship fee.
Right.
It's Old World Olive Company.
Yeah, right. I hear the groans in the background.
We just slid that in there so abruptly.
But anyway, Barbecue Bob, I had a catering event after the last show. I did a wedding. And I got stuck with no help. I had my helper back out, and I had to scramble to get a little bit of help. And I tell you what, I had a 15-year-old kid who had his name is Nick, and he did a fantastic job for me, stepping in, had never helped on a catering event before, but became a natural by the end of it.
And
Nick did the trick. And the point I want to make is that what a catering event is a lot of service. And if you just understand that service piece, the food was all cooked. It was just a matter of presenting it at the right time for the right people, and the wedding went off without a hitch. But we had round two of food, which is usually not what we do in one of those catering events, and this is where I want to go with this, is I was making, I'm going to call it drunk food, right? It's 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. Everybody's been partying at the reception for 3 hours. They need a little snack before they jump in the car and head home, right? So I decided to make, we had leftover pork. I decided to make pork sliders, easy enough, little bun, put some pulled pork on there. And I bought some sweet pickles, going to put a little bit of that on there, and some spicy mustard. That was going to be my pulled pork. He's like, well, we got macaroni and cheese left over. I'm like, yeah. He goes, put some of that on the slider. And I'm like, okay, we can do that. Huge hit. People are like, oh, my God, that's the best slider I've ever had. Pulled pork, mac and cheese, sweet pickle, slapped together.
That's a thing.
Yeah,
he knew it and you didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
That's sad.
That's exactly
that's
it.
That's really sad.
But it won't be the last time I do that. I'm going to tell you that right now.
You just confessed it, too. So now everybody knows.
So he's a true grilling guy, man. He improvised on the spot.
He's replacing you next week.
Right, yeah, exactly. But it was kind of cool that we came up with it, and they were a huge hit. You know, the scotch eggs, everybody's like, yeah, that's okay. And I did jalapeno poppers. Yeah, that's okay. I did put a little smoked salmon dip in the center of those. People really like that. Gives it just a little bit of different flavor. But, you know, something else I really like is our friends at Siciliano's who help us with the beer of the week.
Beer of the week.
Beer of the week. And here we have one from Kalamazoo, and it's Dunwell Brewing.
No, it's called One Well.
I'm sorry, I don't have my glasses on. Done and one? Maybe I'm one and done.
I think
right?
so.
Yeah.
Corey, you want to take over?
But anyway, it's called Bad Ads, ADZ. It's a brown ale. You just took your first sip. What do you think of it?
Well, I think the guy was probably really crummy at marketing and good at brewing.
Yeah, it is kind of a funky can, and it comes in 16 ounces. And, you know, our friends at Siciliano's let you buy all their beers one at a time so you can mix and match your six-packs, which is great if you're checking out new craft beers. This one's a little on the steep side, $3.59 a can, but it is a 16-ounce can. So
it tastes pretty good.
It does taste pretty good for a brown ale.
You know, we've written some pretty bad commercials and done them for sponsors from time to time, and we've had our own bad ads, and I guess now we're drinking one.
Right, kind of fits, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, could make it our title beer.
All right, so enough about my gallivanting for the last week. What'd you do?
Gallivanting. Well, we had, of course, our two little granddaughters up from Tennessee.
I know. I spent a minute with those girls.
Yeah.
They're so adorable.
So we had to say goodbye to them a couple days ago, and wow, did the house get quiet. I work in my office is in the lower level, and it's in an open room. The new section of the house, and so you can just wander through this big 4-foot door and wander through. And
work in your underwear, the whole deal.
I'm in my pajamas. If I don't leave, I'm in my pajamas all day.
Yeah.
And so I'm on the phone with clients, and all of a sudden they both come wandering, and they're like little aliens. Hey, Papa! You know, I'm like, shh, 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 shh.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, you got your grandkids over? Yeah, I'm busted.
Yeah.
But it was wonderful. It was just wonderful having them. I'm taking off as soon as we're done with this show and heading up to the Manistee National Forest. If you look at Michigan, it's a big mitten. Well, on the left side is Lake Michigan. And
opposite the thumb?
Yep. Halfway up to the pinky, you'll have a place called the Manistee National Forest, and it goes right out to Lake Michigan. So we drive back these two tracks. We know right where we want to go, and a whole group of us go back there. And we camp every Labor Day weekend, and we bring all our cast iron, our tripods, all our camping stuff.
Dutch ovens. And
bring a Dutch oven, absolutely. I'm doing a roast beef this afternoon. And we just do it up. And, of course, we have, you know, you talk about your wedding being the 10 o'clock thing. That's common now. For very often at weddings, like, they'll bring in pizza at 10 o'clock.
Right.
Because they want to, you know, help people calm down a little bit.
Yep.
Because they might be getting into the keg.
Yeah, there were a few amateurs there.
Getting into the keg, a little heavy.
And when you're working them and you're not partaking, you know, you kind of notice that stuff a little more.
So
maybe I'm getting old.
I made up something really cool for tonight at our 10 o'clock blitz. And I took some jalapenos, cut the end off, gutted them, and I did a bunch of this bacon from that shop I love buying from. It's called Sobey Meats.
Right.
They have a homemade bacon that's really awesome. So this morning, real early, I got up and just did up, I think, 3 pounds of it, and it's beautiful. It's thick. And so I'm cutting that into, when I get back before I leave, I'm cutting it into slivers. And then I also have some beautiful, they sell this wonderful white two-year-old cheddar.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm cutting that into strips. And I'm going to stuff it in those jalapenos along with the bacon.
Okay.
And then in the end of it, to plug that hole, Shasta and Corey here have a wonderful garlic stuffed olive. So I'm putting those olives in the end of that as sort of a cork to keep the cheese from oozing out. And just because they're fancy.
Yeah.
They're fancy.
So you're not wrapping these.
I'm not wrapping them in bacon. It's stuffing them with bacon and cheddar.
They'll cook up a lot quicker.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick. And these have, I've had them for a couple weeks, so they're already starting to turn red and shrivel a little, which is fine. It means the flavor is going to be perfectly enhanced. That placental fiber inside there has now really given all of its life to the rest of the seeds.
Funny how placentals do that.
Yeah.
Right.
So we'll have a placenta smoothie, which lots of, you know, mothers do. Anyway, for kebabs.
The mother of a recipe. We're just going to leave it at that, man.
For kebabs, while everybody was there, the last supper, I did some, of course, Charlie Jabor shish kebabs. And to just sort of mix things up a little bit, I sliced up zucchini and marinated them with the meat. And holy cow, was that a cool twist for me.
Mm-hmm.
I love zucchini on the grill. And we'll talk about another trick when we get back.
All right. Coming up next, it is the bounty time out of the garden, and we're going to talk a little bit about spaghetti squash. Stick with us. We'll be back. You don't know me.